May I help you? You'd like a medium-sized cappuccino. Oh, you said Frappuccino? All right, so is there anything else you'd like? That's it? All right, so to confirm, you'll be having a medium-sized Frappuccino. Good. Finally, a simple order. What? Yeah, you can have extra sugar in your drink. Is there anything else you want in your drink, or can I finally pass this down? All right, your drink will be ready shortly, if you're patient enough. How long specifically will it take? Well, I don't know. Depends on how unlazy the guys you're making your drink are. I'm not a psychic that can predict the future, because I wouldn't be here if I were. What? I have an attitude? Well, excuse me. But if you were in my shoes, you'd easily see why. I mean, it's not like being a barista at a cafe is a luxurious activity or something. Huh. What? Well, but we're almost closing, and there's no one waiting in line, so I guess I can take time to vent to you a little bit. You actually want to hear it? All right, as you wish. I have had quite a long day. It's been really rough. You know how it is serving people, taking orders, handing customers their drinks, yada yada. I know it's not out of the norm, but for some unknown reason, today there are way more customers than usual. So I had to pick up the pace quite a bit, which was something I was not used to, so that already made me more stressed than usual. The cafe was mostly full throughout the entire day, so I had to work very quickly without any breaks because there were just so many orders. So yeah, you already know that I didn't have a good time. And to make things worse, I got rushed by my boss a few times, which was quite irritating to listen to. Like, I know how to do my job, and I know I need to be quicker. I can't you just shut up and let me do my job? Oh God, I hope we didn't hear that. Anyway, so because I had to rush things and I had my boss's annoying nagging as a distraction, I made some mistakes, which made things more frustrating. Thankfully, the customers were understanding and didn't give me a hard time over any mistakes, but it still put me in a bad mood, and as if all that wasn't enough, just a few moments ago, while I was serving the guy before you, our coffee machine had a little blunder, and I got burned a little, which was just absolutely sucky. In fact, it still hurts as we speak. Thank God the blender was really minor, though, and the machine got fixed quickly. Because God knows what type of chaos would happen if we ran into a major problem in a customer spike like the one we had today. Ugh. So, yeah, that was my long, rough day. Not exactly fun. Am I right? Well, that's sweet of you to say. But no need to feel bad. I guess it's just something to get paid. Thanks. Yeah, I think I do deserve a pat on the back after what I've been through, so. Oh, you think I'm diligent and my work ethic is great? Well, thank you. That's a really nice compliment. Yeah, I guess when it comes to jobs like this, or well, pretty much 80% of all jobs, work ethic and hustling are incredibly important. And I do try to keep up the pace, so yeah, thanks for the reassurance. Say, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do as a job? Oh, you're a full-time university student. Majoring in computer science? Wow, that's a pretty tough subject. Yeah, you're right. That's also a subject that needs a lot of work ethic. I guess in that we can somewhat relate to each other. Oh, me? Well, I'm in a part-time programming for pharmacy. Yeah, I'm looking to graduate sometime next year. Oh, I'm doing fine. It's quite busy having to balance work and studying, but I think I can make it. Yeah, thank you. I wish you the best too. Come to think of it, I shouldn't have taken my frustration out on you while I was taking your order. I mean, you didn't do anything. You're just a person who wants a drink. So, yeah, sorry for being rude to you earlier. Well, thank you for being understanding. People like us appreciate people like you. Well, people in general appreciate that. Huh? You want to ask me something? Yeah, sure, go ahead. You want my number? Okay. But we just met. You want to know me better? Why? What's there to know? You find me interesting. Well, that's honestly the first time I've heard a comment like that towards me. Well, okay, to tell you the truth, I'm down to make new friends. And you seem like a nice person. I mean, I just had a bad day and spoke rudely to you, yet you let me vent to you and make me feel better. Plus, your looks are all right. Anyways, do you want to give me your phone so I can add myself as a contact? All right, one second. Okay, there. Don't be creepy, all right? I'm just kidding. When does my shift end? I think in about like 7 minutes. Why? What? You want to take me out to dinner? As an attempt to cheer me up and an offer of friendship? You know, you're kind of cute. Yeah, sure, I'm down. Where are we going? Oh, I've heard of that restaurant. I've been there once myself. They have pretty good food. Oh, ain't that excellent timing? Your drink is ready. Here, enjoy. And when I'm done, I'll meet you at your table. Don't drink too fast.